Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Israel's government has ordered the network Al Jazeera to shut down broadcasting in the country. We're talking about the most popular news channel in the Arab world. Over the weekend, Israeli authorities raided Al Jazeera offices in East Jerusalem, seizing critical equipment. The government also blocked the outlet's website in Israel. The actions came after a new law passed unanimously in Israel's parliament. It allowed for shutting down Al Jazeera, and it has far-reaching implications for international media coverage of the war in Gaza. We're joined now by Mohammed Moawad. He's managing editor of Al Jazeera Network, joining us from Doha, Qatar. Mohammed, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What can you tell us about the raid over the weekend and what Israeli authorities seized?
So they have raided a remote location where our colleagues at Al Jazeera English are operating, and they have placed a kind of a blockade on our office in Jerusalem. And they have blocked our website online, and you're not able to access Al Jazeera or to watch Al Jazeera from inside Israel. This law itself is ambiguous, and the wording could be weaponized against us the way the government want, and they can extend the ban to contain the Palestinian territories as well in Ramallah, and that's what we fear, because it means that we're not able to operate from Israel and the Palestinian territories as well.
I've read that Al Jazeera can still broadcast from Gaza to the world. Is that correct?
Of course. Our work is in Gaza hasn't been affected, but of course the Israeli airstrikes are targeting our colleagues on the ground. The danger is still there, and the intimidation is still there, and they are shooting the messenger in Gaza. You have over 140 journalists killed.
Yeah. Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel has called Al Jazeera an incitement channel and a Hamas mouthpiece. To those accusations in particular, can you respond to those, please?
There's no founded evidence for that, only that Al Jazeera airs both sides of the story. We bring both narratives on our screen. We broadcast the statements by Hamas as much as we broadcast the statements by the Israeli, the IDF spokesperson or the government officials. So bringing two narratives to our screen is something that the Israeli government apparently doesn't like. And its action is an intimidation to try to conceal what's happening inside Gaza, since we are the only organization now covering from inside Gaza with this number of correspondents, seven correspondents from the north to the south, where the invasion of Rafah now looming.
We should note that the government of Qatar is Al Jazeera's financial supporter, and critics have argued over the years that certain coverage has been slanted, for instance, as they put it, in favor of Syrian rebels, in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Can I just ask, what editorial practices are in place to ensure balanced coverage?
You know, our code of ethics is just like NPR's code of ethics. I mean, we abide by the standards of journalism in times of conflict. We pay attention to language, to narratives, making sure that we give voice to the voiceless, give voice to vulnerable people. But, you know, we've been accused with so many things. We've been accused that we are a Mossad asset by inviting Israeli analysts. And we've been accused from the other side that we are opening doors for Hamas. But, you know, we're not in the business of pleasing anyone. We're just trying to do journalism here. The business of journalism is bringing both sides of the story, and that's our commitment.
Mohammed, a number of your Al Jazeera colleagues have been killed covering this war, covering the Middle East. Shireen Abu Akleh killed by an Israeli military raid in the occupied West Bank in 2022. Late last year, an Israeli strike killed an Al Jazeera cameraman in Gaza. And several family members of Al Jazeera's bureau chief in Gaza were killed by an Israeli airstrike, his wife, children, and grandchild. Do Al Jazeera journalists face a particular risk covering this war?
What's happened suggests that this is a targeted killing. What happened with our colleague Wael al-Dahdouh, targeting his family, the entire family was killed, and then targeting his son, and his son was killed while working for us on the ground from the front line. I mean, this is a kind of a targeted killing. They are trying to silence Al Jazeera, censor our coverage from inside Gaza, and conceal what's happening there. And up until now, there is no international journalist entered the Gaza. And this is exactly what we should be talking about. There should be a campaign by the journalistic community to try to push for an access for international journalism and journalists to enter Gaza, because the Israeli government are preventing that from happening. And this is very crucial and important for the right and the freedom to know what's going on there.
Mohammed Moawad is managing editor of Al Jazeera Network in Doha in Qatar. Mohammed, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Here and Now.